I'm talking with Susan Eucharts, registered nurse and certified case manager with Heartland Healthcare Centers. We'll be talking about some of the changes that have occurred within the insurance industry and how this has affected rehabilitation in a rehab center like Heartland has. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, Susan.
Thank you, Sheila.
Susan, certified case manager, what does that mean?
It means I've worked a number of years as a case manager, 15 to be exact. And I took a national certification exam to become certified in case management.
Do nurse case managers work with insurance companies?
We work with insurance companies that are commercial products. We work with auto insurance, and we also work with workman's comp insurance companies.
And what special training beyond the certification, if any, did you have to do to get that certification?
Other than the national exam, I had to work as a case manager for a couple of years and work under a certified case manager for a couple of years and then take the national exam.
Do you have to maintain that license at all?
Yes, I have to take a number of CEU credits for every 5 years, 80 to be exact, to maintain that licensure and that certification.
And Susan, how did you come to work for Heartland?
I saw an ad in the paper and I knew Heartland was a fabulous organization. I'd heard about them in the community, and so I applied, and I have not regretted that since. I've worked there about 7 years now. Just grew with the company.
You've been very happy.
Yes, I have. I enjoy my job immensely.
Susan, what do you like best about your job?
I like working with the patients and being a patient advocate, and I also like working with the insurance companies, advocating for that patient with them and developing relationships with the insurance company to ensure that our patients get the best out of their insurance benefits.
I'm sure all of your patients are very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Any other affiliations that you have?
I'm also treasurer of the Case Management Society of America, the Detroit chapter. Signed on for a 2-year term for that. Woo!
I'll bet they keep you busy.
They keep me hopping.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Susan Eucharts with Heartland Healthcare Centers. When you talk about rehab, I hear post-subacute. What does that mean?
Post-subacute is now where you come after a hospital stay. Used to, when you had a knee surgery operation, like a replacement of a knee, you stayed in the hospital 5 to 7 days and you were ready to go home. That is no longer true. In the last 10 years, things have changed. You're in the hospital 3 days and you're not quite ready to go home, so you come to a rehabilitation center such as ours, and we take that time to get you back on your feet and back to where you're independent to be able to go home and take care of yourself again.
Susan, besides the joint replacement patients, what other kind of folks do you help?
Skilled nursing facilities or post-acute rehab facilities have evolved over the years, and it's no longer your grandma and grandpa's nursing homes. And we take care of a number of acute problems like people needing IV antibiotics, wound care that is significant, needing things like wound vacs or extensive wound care, people that have had strokes, cardiac rehab, folks that after they've had major cardiac surgery, things like that.
And I'm guessing some people stay very short and you have other patients staying a lot longer.
Yes, and some of that also depends on the age of our patients. About 40% of our patients are between the ages of 40 and 64, and about 60% of our patients are between the ages of 65 and older.
How have the insurance changes affected Heartland centers?
Because of the new Medicare products that are Medicare Advantage products, we are seeing a growth in managed care because they're being managed just like any other commercial insurance product. They're not managed like Medicare traditional is, where you just look at it, make sure that they have the number of days and you bring them in. We actually have to talk to the insurance companies to get authorization to bring those folks in under Medicare Advantage plans.
And I'm sure that's where the certified case management experience comes into play.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference, Susan, between traditional Medicare and a Medicare Advantage program?
Well, traditional Medicare is you just pay into the system for the federal government to get Medicare. For skilled nursing facilities, you have a 100-day benefit, and the first 20 days are covered at 100%, and the next 80 days are covered at 80%, and you have a 20% copay. On Medicare Advantage plans, you may also have that benefit, but there are a lot of plans that have no copays, no deductibles. They may also have a pharmacy benefit, and those are not available under the traditional Medicare plans.
Where would you find a Medicare Advantage plan? I mean, where would you look?
Your local HMOs, PPOs are most frequently used. HMO and PPOs are HAP, Blue Care Network, Blue Cross. You could contact those plans and they could guide you.
What is managed care?
Managed care consists of all insurances except the traditional Medicare and the traditional Medicaid products. We have 36 contracts of managed care organizations within the Heartland system that we can pull from, that we have contracts with across the whole state of Michigan.
So you could service a lot of different people with a lot of different insurance plans then?
Yes, okay. We can.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Susan Newkartz from Heartland Healthcare Centers. Susan, I've heard about special needs plans. What are those?
Those are for the people that are disabled prior to being Medicare eligible age. So instead of being 65, those are your people that have had an auto accident or something that has disabled them prior to that 65 or over age that qualifies them for Medicare.
Susan, tell me a little bit more about what your case managers do.
Most of our case managers are registered nurses who have had years of experience of working with insurance companies. They get them authorized to come into our facilities, and then they also work with the insurance companies to keep them certified going through their rehab while they're in our facilities and advocate for that patient to stay there.
How do your case managers work with their patients?
We are a patient advocate, and we strongly believe in that. We work for Heartland. We do not work for the insurance company. We educate our patients on their benefits with their insurance company, because most patients come in not knowing what their benefit package really is. And it's our job to educate them and bring them up to speed on exactly what their benefits are.
So you help them continue to get the care that they need?
Absolutely. We continue to work with the discharge planners in our building. It's a whole team approach. Therapy, our social workers, our discharge planners, everyone works together to formulate a discharge plan that is safe for the patients to go to. We all work towards that goal.
Susan, you mentioned that a lot of the families don't really know their insurance coverage until they're talking with you. What are they finding out? Are they pleasantly surprised or disappointed?
Sometimes they're pleasantly surprised to find out they don't have a copay or a deductible, and other times they're very surprised to find out they do have a copay and a deductible. We try up front when it comes in at the authorization time to let the discharge planners at the hospital know, to let the patient and the family know what their copays and deductibles are before they get to us so that they aren't surprised. That doesn't always happen. So in order to ensure that our patients are well informed, one of the first things a case manager in the building does is go and meet that patient and inform them of their insurance benefits.
So that's one of the very first things you're trying to cover.
Right. That's because people are surprised. You and I know when we buy car insurance, we read the policies. That's not always true when you buy health insurance. Sometimes it's provided through your employer, and you just say, okay, this is what I've got. And you don't really research it or read it thoroughly.
Then and they're written by lawyers also, so.
Yes. So you rely on experts like ourselves to be able to inform you of what you have.
Susan, you talk about preparing people once they're leaving your facility to go home. Do you follow patients once they go home? Is there options for them if they need more help, possibly?
We don't follow them once they actually go home, but we do make sure the discharge plan is all in place. And if they need things like home health care, we get that set up and in place before they go home, and then they have a resource at home to fall back on.
Our guest this morning is Susan Newkartz with Heartland Healthcare Centers. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
For a, let's say, a typical joint replacement patient, how long does it usually take to complete rehabilitation at Heartland?
Well, if you're in the category of around 40 to 64, I would say about 2 weeks is your typical length of stay. And if you're in the category where you're over 65, I would say your average length of stay is 3 to 4 weeks, given that you're just a little older, your joints are just a little bit weaker, and so your rehab's going to take just a little longer. Usually it's not much longer than that. And our average length of stay for all managed care patients is around 28 days average if you take it globally and pare it down.
Susan, what makes Heartland different from other rehabilitation centers?
Well, about 89% of our patients that come through our doors return home. And 97% of our managed care patients quite agree that they are ready to go home. 84% of our patients work towards rehab goals that are excellent or good by the time they go home. We're very proud of those facts. Our patients, when they've come to us, return home at a very satisfied rate.
They're able to do what they need to do once they get there.
Yes.
How could people contact you or one of the local Heartland Rehabilitation Centers?
One, they can go online at ichooseheartland.com, or they can call 734-975-2601.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Susan. It's been really great having you on the show.
Thank you.